And welcome to the call, everybody. This is Jeff Mills, along with Henry Greiner, and we're going to get started here in just a few seconds. You're on this very special call for the Boost Seminar announcement. We're so glad you could all be here tonight. And we're going to get this call kicked off in just a few moments. And Henry's going to go check and see if anyone's chiming in on the Q&A boxes there on the website live stream.
Figuring out how to hit the buttons here. Let's see, I've got a couple different choices of what I get to do. Problem is that until everything's active, we can't see how this works. So that's why this, you know, I'm in the oink oink mode here.
Yeah. Well.
Here's a all questions. Okay. Ah, there we go.
Found it.
Yep. Hi guys, I'm Brian. We've got somebody here from Reno, Newport News, West Virginia. I guess the furthest one is down under in Adelaide.
Good day, mate.
And we got maybe not the furthest. Let's see, what if we go over the North Pole, I guess where you might be closer to Norway, where Leith is coming in to us from.
Thanks for staying up late, Leith.
Let's see. We've got a couple people from above the border here in Minnesota up into Canada. Michigan. Santa Clara, California. Chicago. Wow, that's a long ways away. That's just down the freeway here.
Yeah.
Oh, Chicago. Glendale, Arizona, Calgary, another Florida from Gainesville, Modesto, California.
So that this is interesting. So this is our first time using this new teleseminar system, and it looks like the majority of you like to log on and listen on the web more so than dial in on the phone, which is fine by me. As long as you're here, either way, you're at the right place. So what we're going to do here, guys, is we're going to go ahead and get started. And this is going to be a 25-minute call. We'll be out of here by 8:30 Central Time, 9:30 Eastern. And you'll have all the information you need tonight to be able to, hopefully make your way out to the Twin Cities. Because here's what's happening. I'll just give you the quick backstory. And again, you always got to tell stories here to let people kind of relate to you. Maybe some of you know who I am, because you've been on my email list for a long time. Maybe you've been on a webinar that I've done or a teleseminar in the past, or you've bought my products or services. I'm not sure where everyone, is actually coming from in terms of how you found me online, but the fact of the matter is you all found me somehow because of internet marketing, through some sort of promotion or joint venture opportunity or my own marketing and advertising online. You came into my spider web somehow. I call it a spider web, and you're stuck with me now, hopefully for a long time. And you're going to hang with me and learn with me and hopefully make money with me because of the things that you're going to learn and receive from the teachings we give you with the Boost Seminar. I went to my very first internet marketing seminar in the spring. It was 2004. It was in Orlando, Florida. I paid about $2,600 to attend that seminar, which I thought was ridiculous, but I didn't know better at the time. And I can tell you my life was absolutely rocked at that seminar because I learned things and met people that I never would have encountered before or seen before or heard before had I not made the journey to attend that seminar. It was the big seminar that Armin Morin puts on. It was Big Seminar 3. And I met speakers, I bought products there, I got coaching from people there. As a matter of fact, that seminar was the very first time I heard the word squeeze page used. And I had no freaking idea what it was, okay? So don't freak out because, when I use terms like squeeze pages and SEO and acronyms and stuff, that was me. There was a time where I didn't know anything either. Just like many of you on this call, you're just getting started or whatever. I didn't know a lot about making money on the internet either. And so the speaker, his name was Jonathan Mizell, and he was on the stage, and he was like, "Hey, everybody, the best way to build a list is through a squeeze page." And I'm like, "What?" And I'm turning around, and the guys behind me, I'm like, "What'd he say?" And like a squeeze page. I'm like, what's a squeeze page? And like, oh, just keep listening to his presentation. He'll explain it. And Jonathan Mizell went on to talk about, you know, a squeeze page is basically it's a single page website where you're going to squeeze somebody's name and email address out of them in exchange for getting them on your newsletter list or giving them something free. You know, it's a squeezing of the name and the email, and you build a list that way. My gosh, I was never building a list in my business up to 2004, and I've been doing internet marketing from 1999 until 2004 and never built a list. I lost 5 years of building a list. I could have a list of 100,000 people by now if I would have started way back then. But I learned that technique of the name squeeze at the big seminar, and now I've got a giant list because I started building it. And that was just one takeaway for me when I first got started, you know, on the internet, and I first went to my first internet marketing seminar. Henry, what was the first seminar you ever went to, and what was one big takeaway you got from that?
I went down to Huntsville, Alabama. Let's see, we met in 2006. So yeah, it was April 2006. That was the first one I went to. You were number two. I went to your first Midwest seminar in 2006, the first one you had. But yeah, that was I didn't have much opportunity to get down there until I earned a free ticket. I also was able to help the owner of a company I worked with. I sold something of his on eBay for $5,000 and got a $500 commission off of that. It was actually an elevator. And that gave me some money. And then the conference was at a hotel right there at the airport, the Sheraton, right at the Huntsville Airport. And they were nice enough the last day I was there, Sunday, to wash the carpets on the whole floor that I was on. So when I went back up to my room, it smelled like a swamp, and I was able to get a comp for the whole weekend and didn't have to pay anything. So got a free ticket to get there, got some money to help cover my expenses, and a free room. So that was kind of a nice plus, but the connections I made with the people there, that was even bigger. The two presenters that put that on, and some other people, and you know, some of those friendships have helped me and been with me since. So you know, that's the only way that I know to make those kind of contacts. You know, getting out and going to conferences. When I went to yours later in the year, you know, meeting you there and some other people that I've been able to network with, not just the speakers, but, you know, some of the speakers that I've met, as well as the attendees at the conferences, have been great connections for me. It's something you just can't do sitting at the computer or getting on a telephone like we're doing tonight. Getting out and meeting people face to face. It's also good for the body to push away from the keyboard once in a while and go do something for real.
It's good to get out of our man caves and woman caves and kind of integrate into the society and the real world in the way that real people interact face to face with hugs and handshakes and high fives and all that kind of good stuff. You know, we call it pressing the flesh. You know, it's good to touch human beings and get out of the digital world. They call it social media. You know, and we think we're all becoming best friends with people through Twitter and Facebook, but we've never met them in person before. You know, that's what I call pseudo social. You know, it has the appearance of being real, and it can act and feel real, but nothing's really real unless it's like face to face, belly to belly, that kind of stuff. And so we're here tonight to impress upon you guys the need that if you want to take your business to the next level, if you need a boost financially, if you need a boost in terms of the networking and joint ventures, finding people you can make deals with, make products with, do webinars and teleseminars with that can make you money, if you want to see your success in the coming years really, literally change overnight, guaranteed, then you need to be coming and making travel arrangements right now to attend the 2010, I think that's the wrong way to say it. We should say 2010, I think is the proper way of saying it.
2010, yeah. People have already had a go-around at how to read the date. So
it just sounds better to say 2010 because we're so used to saying it. But, you know, it's supposed to be 2010. So the 2010 Boost Seminar. It's a brand new format. We're kicking it off in St. Paul, Minnesota. It's come up to the great, you know, Midwest, you guys. Those of you, you know, I've seen all the people here from all over the country and the world. March is kind of an interesting time to be in the Twin Cities because it's right when the weather's kind of transitioning from winter into spring. So you could have a really nice day and then a really bad, like a foot of snow day. And then, you know, it melts in 2 days and it's gone.
Or one of each.
But you know what? We're going to be indoors. We're not planning on having it in an outdoor amphitheater. And just so you guys know, the hotel and the seminar location is about 20 minutes away from the airport. So it's an easy drive to get to. It's over on the east side of the Twin Cities. And we're looking forward to having a room full of 150 people. That's the maximum amount of people that we can hold at this facility. We picked it small. We like it small on purpose. One of the things I've been known for throughout all my conferences, which I've done many, I started doing internet marketing conferences in 2006, and I've done probably more than half a dozen of them so far. With the Midwest Super Conference, which is what I'm really, really well known for. I've also done the Canada Marketing Summit up in Canada in Vancouver with my partner Rob Toth. And now I'm starting this new format called the Boost Seminar. And the Boost Seminar is meant to be mobile. It's not going to be like the Midwest Super Conference, which is always going to stay in the Midwest. It's meant to travel around the country and go to various locations. And so this year, since it's the inaugural event, we're going to kick it off in my home area. But then we're going to do it once a year. Next year, we've already got plans, you guys, to do it in my hometown that I grew up in, Huntington Beach, California. And that's going to be in the spring of 2011. And, man, we got some really cool things planned for that one already. We're already planning for a year in advance. So let's tell people, you know, we already made the case here just real briefly, you guys, letting you know that lives got changed when we came to continuing education events. You know, anyone who's serious about being successful in their field of expertise, they go to live continuing education conferences. And there's trade shows and events for just about every field you can think of in the professional world. And so why not have a professional training event for people in the internet marketing world? And yeah, there's several internet marketing seminars going around, you know, all over the country as well as all over the world in the spring. It's huge. It's like major, major. People are doing seminars all over the place. It's a very competitive niche. But we know because of the caliber of the event that we put on and the speakers that we've invited who have said yes to attend, that this is the event that you need to plant your flag down right now and say, this is the one I'm going to, Jeff. I want to get a boost. I need a boost financially. I need a boost in my networking and my connections. I need to hang out with people who are like-minded because my family doesn't get me. My family doesn't understand why I sit at my computer all day long trying to make money, and they make fun of me, and they point their fingers at me, and they laugh. They go, ha, 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 ha. So in order to get out of that negative environment, you got to get around people who will not laugh at you, but support your dream and support your entrepreneurialistic goals. And that's going to come to those who come to the Boost Seminar. So we're really encouraged about that, you guys. And we just really hope you guys can come tonight and order your tickets, because we're going to make you a ridiculous offer on this call tonight just to make sure you guys can't say no. But before we show you guys and tell you what the offer is and what the tickets are, what we're going to do is we're going to introduce our speaker lineup to you. And Henry, if you want to pull up that as well on your computer so you can see the master list here. We'll kind of just go back and forth on some of these people that we know, and you can take a few. I'll take a few. Here's what we got. We got Brian Kaas coming to the seminar this year. Brian Kaas is from Wisconsin. He and Mike Wu Ming have teamed up together and created a piece of software called Lead Evolution, which over the years has been tweaked and kind of, you know, finessed into this really sweet lead generation tool that basically goes on the internet and finds people who basically want anything and everything you can think of, and allows you to sell those products to those people. Whether you're a network marketer, SEO, SEO consultant, or if you're trying to find people to build, you know, just to generate leads for a business opportunity for selling your products and services in an internet marketing niche, or in any other kind of niche that exists out there, health, nutrition. This software finds those people and allows you to contact those people, and it literally can generate hundreds or thousands of people a day for free once you start using the software. That's what Brian Kaas is going to be coming and talking about. We got Rick Raddatz is going to be coming this year. Rick Raddatz has been one of the pioneers of internet. He's a former Microsoft programmer. He used to program code and meet with Bill Gates and stuff like that and sit across the desk from their Uncle Bill. But Rick ventured off, got the entrepreneur bug, and decided that he was going to, you know, create some really cool tools for internet marketers. And he's been responsible.
Like what we're using tonight to talk to people.
Yeah, he's responsible for the tool we're using tonight, the Instant Teleseminar. He did the audio generator with Armin Morin and Alex Mondozian. He's done Marketing Makeover Generator. He's got, what else has he got? I don't know. I can't even remember all the stuff he's got. It's just so many things. And all these tools that he's got, you know, he's got tools that build squeeze pages for people that make your websites talk, instant video generator. I mean, these are fantastic tools to use if you're an internet marketer and you want to have easy tools that speed things up for you. He's going to be talking about those tools at the booth seminar. We got Jason Flatline. And Jason, just down the road here south here in Iowa. And Jason's a real cool guy. He's a young guy. He was a former monk, as actually a monk for 4 years. And the guy would literally meditate and worship for 6 hours a day. And he learned how to clear his mind from distractions. And a lot of you, your mind is like just totally going, boop, 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 boop. You know, it's just you cannot get free from any distractions because there's all the voices in your head, you know. And Jason's no longer a monk now. He's got into the internet marketing niche. And he teaches people how to build membership sites in 6 minutes, and it's pretty amazing. He's got several hundred, he's got several dozens of membership sites out there with, you know, several hundred people paying him anywhere from $47 to $97 a month continuity, and he's making $50,000 to $60,000 a month with just a few membership sites that are run on autopilot. And he's going to show you guys how to set those up in 6 minutes. 6 minute membership sites. You know anything about Henry, know anything about Adam Gisberg?
Yeah, he was one of the first people that I started looking at, along with a couple others that were involved with eBay. And I have not had the opportunity to attend a conference and meet him in person, but you know, eBay is still a big business. It's a growing business, and there are a lot of people who have gotten their start online using the tools and the systems that are part of eBay.
Yeah, but we're not talking about going in your garage and like just grabbing some, you know, random crap and selling on eBay either. We're talking about using eBay as a marketing channel to getting, you know, hundreds or thousands of leads here.
Right, and that's one of the main tools that people have learned to use to generate leads and be able to capture people from eBay and take them to their own websites. Now, you know, if anybody listening has done anything on eBay, you know that according to their terms of service, that's a big no-no. But there are ways that marketers and people like Adam have learned to do that within the boundaries of the eBay system, making money from eBay within the eBay environment, but making tons and tons more using these tools and systems outside of eBay.
I think that the secret with eBay is the back end. It's the upsell. It's get them in for a 99-cent, you know, deal, and then now they've made a purchase, they're emotionally attached to it, and then you can upsell, you know, them on tons of products. And you know what? People make a lot of money on that upsell process, and it definitely works because we use it ourselves. We know upsells are awesome, and they really do convert. Melford Bibbins is going to be speaking this year. Melford is a new friend that I just met recently. He's a master at building websites that sell products from ClickBank. And I guess you could say he's the original pioneer of these done-for-you ClickBank systems where, you know, the wrong way, as I've been teaching people on some of my webinars recently, if you've been on any of my webinars where I'm talking about my outsourcing tools, there's the wrong way to build ClickBank, which is to, you know, direct link your ClickBank affiliate ID to the sales letter of someone's product off of a ClickBank ad, or off of a pay-per-click ad. So you set up a Google AdWords account, and then the AdWords ad, you link right through your affiliate link to the sales letter of the person's website on ClickBank. And what happens then is the person clicks on that ad, costs you 60 cents to whatever, $2 for the click. They read the sales letter and go, eh, not what I was interested in, and they leave. And now you just spent money on that lead, but you didn't capture it. So Melford has developed these really sweet video landing pages and these automated pages that basically, you know, it's like you build a list and you entice people to get on the list with a great video on the squeeze page, and then you market to those people over time. And he's got these ready-made, you know, ClickBank templates that are just like selling like gangbusters right now. And he's going to talk a lot about making money with ClickBank, and it's pretty exciting because people are making literally thousands of dollars a day on ClickBank. Another speaker we got coming this year is we wanted to get Marshall Silver to come. Marshall Silver's been speaking forever, you know, in the personal development, motivation, change your life kind of niche, you know, the Anthony Robbins niche. And he was not able to make it, but his protege, his number one, you know, student, Clay Wooten, is going to be coming. And Clay has a dynamic personal development message that just really gets people motivated to make change, gets people to get out of their comfort zones. He's got systems that teach people how to stop smoking. He's got systems to teach people how to stop eating and overeating. And some lucky audience member who comes to the Boost Seminar this year, you will be selected from the audience to actually eat fire. Yeah, you will be eating fire at the Boost Seminar if you're one of the lucky volunteers to get up there. Who do we got next that we know is coming there? Mike and Lori. Let's tell them a little bit about Mike and Lori.
Yeah, Mike and Lori met Mike last year. Well, met both of them last year. And the first time we met, Mike was sitting down at breakfast, and I was smart enough to bring along my laptop. He is a social media master with the little tool called LinkedIn. And a lot of people, as I did originally, thought that LinkedIn was just for real business people, and because I wasn't running a business trying to get into somebody's boardroom or, you know, get on their board of directors or something, or go work for a mega corporation, that there wasn't any need for me to mess with LinkedIn. And I had my laptop there that morning, as you remember, at breakfast, and I said, okay, so show me, you know, what I should do. He gave me just a ton of great tips, and I've made some excellent connections and connected here locally with one of the LinkedIn groups here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Met some great people, had some great barbecue a couple weeks ago at one of the networking meetings, and that's another tool that we can use to build our businesses and make connections, you know, and you can do it online. But the neat thing with LinkedIn too, that there are these networking groups that have meetings where you can go and sit down and meet people face to face and put deals together, exchange business cards, and work on some deals, just like we do at the conferences and seminars that you put on. That is a you know, once again, I probably sound like a broken record, but getting off your butt away from the computer, at least taking your laptop with you, if you can't, you know, totally get away from it, bring your laptop along and come to the conference, come to the seminar.
Yeah, now his name is Mike O'Neill, and his Mike girlfriend Mike. Is Lori Ruff, and Mike just happens to be the number 24 most popular person on LinkedIn. That's pretty cool. Out of like what,
yep,
50 million people on LinkedIn or something like that, he's number 24 with the like 24th most connections. And this guy knows how to get your profiles pimped out. And that's the biggest problem people have on LinkedIn, is just spending the time to figure out what they need to put in their profiles to do it correctly, how to make those profiles search engine optimized. And they got a whole, you know, system on teaching people how to do all that. And so that's pretty cool. We've got Keith Wellman coming. I'm really excited about Keith Wellman because he's really a pioneer on marketing with video. And I'm not talking about like putting a video up on YouTube or some of the video hosting sites. I'm talking about marketing videos. You know, I was just watching today. Did you see that video that Andy released today? The video boss that everyone was talking about. I don't know if you got that email that he sent out. Andy Jenkins sent that one out.
I saw an email, but I haven't.
Andy Jenkins is also like he's like in a different, you know, caliber of video quality. But Keith makes it real simple. Andy makes it like super tricked out and pimp. But Keith makes it just really easy for anyone, average, ordinary, just no like skills, just like first time getting on a computer and using some of these, you know, the tools like how to make a Camtasia video recording of your PowerPoint presentation, and then what to say in that PowerPoint presentation to move people through a psychological experience. You know, that's what buying is. It's get people to buy your products and services, guys. You have to create some sort of an emotional connection with them and change their buying habits in the space of, you know, 30 minutes to 45 minutes of a video. Or you can do that through a sales letter. And what would you rather spend your time doing? You would rather agonize and write a sales letter, like a 16-page, 20-page sales letter, which I've done, and that takes me weeks to do it, or would you rather, you know, pop out a video and maybe spend an hour or two kind of preparing for it and then maybe record it in 45 minutes and then post it up on the web, and what would have normally taken you weeks to do can be communicated through a powerful video. I mean, even today I saw another video that Onyx Singhal did for his new product that he's going to be launching, and it was all done on a video. There was no words, there was no text on the page whatsoever. It was just a domain name, and you landed on the page, and it was just a video. And then at the end of the video, they gave people instructions on what to do. Keith has made millions of dollars using little videos like that to sell his products, to sell other people's products as affiliate marketer. What do you know about Simon Leung? Do you know Simon at all?
Nope, I don't. I haven't met him yet. I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Well, Simon used to work for Google and back in the day, you know, so he knows the inside outs about Google. And he is an expert at AdWords and marketing with pay-per-click. And I tell you what, if you're marketing with pay-per-click, or you want to use, you know, Google AdWords as a way to get leads and traffic to your websites, it's awesome. It works really good. But the problem is, you know, AdWords can be really picky. I mean, and as a matter of fact, recently they started just kicking people out of AdWords like crazy. They were actually, like, I think the number I heard was over 100,000 people last month had their AdWords accounts just totally ripped off and taken away. And
I don't know anybody who's had that happen to you.
I don't personally. Well, yeah, actually, I know a few people that's had that happen to. Luckily, they have lots of AdWords accounts, so they're protected. But, you know, Simon knows how to set up pay-per-click campaigns. He knows about copywriting, like how to make your ads on your Google Ads really pop, so people click on them, because he's tested all this stuff. He knows what ads get clicked on. He knows what kind of landing pages people like to respond to. So when they click on your ad, go to your landing page, they're going to want to get your product or opt in. And knowing that ahead of time, man, that sure shortens their learning curve when you can have someone explain that to you and make sure that you've got all that information at your disposal, so you're not sitting there fumbling and trying to figure it out yourself. You know the next guy here that's going to be speaking, our young friend from Mankato.
Yep, Reed Florine. Met him. Actually, he was sitting opposite of me in the front row at the first Midwest Super Conference you did in 2006, and I thought he looked like he was about 11 years old at the time. Now he looks like he's probably 14 or 15. But
yeah, he might have some hair on his chin by now. I'm not sure.
But yeah, he was sitting there, and you know, he's now really grown. He refers to himself as a semi-retired, I think, what is he, 24 years old? And
no, he's 23.
Yeah, I just saw. Huh?
He's 23.
23? Yeah, I just saw a video. Somebody did a short video of him in on his trip to London, and was using that to help promote one of the products that they were working with him on. But yeah, Reed, working with joint ventures and teaching people how to build lists, he has done, you know, really well for himself. I mean, very, very well, helping to put together joint ventures. You know, he was doing joint ventures with multimillionaires before he was old enough to legally drink in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just amazing the connections that guy has. And so he's going to be with us, traveling all the way up Highway 169, I suspect, from the Mankato area up here to the Twin Cities. And people will enjoy sitting down across the table at lunches, doing some networking with Reed, as well as learning from him, from his presentation.
Yeah, you know, Reed put up a video here a couple months ago. It was pretty amazing. What he did is he put up about a 7-minute video, and that 7-minute video in about 72 hours made $50,000 from a 7-minute video. And what Reed is known for is that he's known as a list builder and a joint venture connector. And so what he promises to do is he promises to get people to a list of 4,000 people pretty quickly. And I tell you what, if the numbers are true, which is what they say they are, they say that for every subscriber you have is equal to $1 a month. So if you have 40,000 or 4,000 subscribers on your email database and your autoresponder, that's the equivalent of at least a $4,000 monthly revenue stream that can come on average from that kind of number. So Reed gets those numbers, and he's got lists right now he's built of over 100,000 people. And he's going to show you guys how to build a list so you can do the same thing. We've got Paul Counts that's going to be coming. I'm going to be talking to Paul here real soon. Not too sure on exactly where he's going to go with this topic. He's got two places he can go. He can either talk about search engine optimization and, you know, making sure how to make sure your websites get found on the internet and found on Google and Yahoo and those websites. Or he's going to be talking about private label rights, you know, how to basically create a product without creating a product. Basically take someone else's product and have rights to those products and basically change them and make them your own and sell these products, and you keep all the money without having to go through all the product creation process. It's a big niche. A lot of people make a lot of money in the PLR niche. What do you know about the PLR niche, Henry?
Well, that's what I've done. I have not done a whole lot with that, but I have a number of ebooks and other ones that, you know, not only ebooks but videos. I've been using videos even more to put on one of my my sites that I do web hosting for clients. And that's a whole another area. A lot of people know about PLR, private label rights, and resale rights products from ebooks and, you know, downloadable files like that. With the way the internet is going with videos, there are more people that are going to creating PLR products that are training videos on different topics. And so you can build a business around videos. You know, if you spend a couple hundred dollars to get a program like Camtasia and sit with your headset on and do your own PowerPoint presentations and record those, you can create your own private label products and sell those to people. But there's a whole market out there. You know, the internet is for information, and people will pay for information, whether it's a digital ebook or an audio file or video file. All of those are now available in PLR products.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. And, you know, I've taken PLR products and use them as bonuses to give people, like, you know, people talk about when you, Frank Kern has the saying, stack the cool. Like, when people are buying your product, when you stack the cool, it means that you're going to give them a lot of really cool bonuses when they get your stuff. And a lot of the really cool bonuses that I use is PLR. I just go find some really cool PLR products that I didn't want to make myself, and I use them as the way to go and do it. Okay, our last speaker that we're going to be bringing in is Stephen Beck. And Stephen's a past speaker that's spoken on our stage before at the Midwest Super Conference. And this year, for the Boost Seminar, he's going to be talking about the number one money-making system that, by far, hands down, I would agree with him, is the quickest and easiest and fastest way to make money on the internet. And you know what that method is, Henry?
I would think it would be doing things like webinars.
Yeah, it's the webinar technology. It's like using GoToWebinar or other like-minded systems. I mean, people are killing it. I mean, when I say killing it, that's a good thing. They're killing it in their niches by getting, you know, several hundred people on a webinar. They teach a concept, and at the end of that webinar, they offer a product or service to help people continue to move on. It's kind of how you do it on the internet, you know. People like to hear teleseminars. They'd like to hear webinars. Now, we could have done webinars, too, for the promotions for the Boost Seminar. This time, we're just going to kind of make it easy for everybody. You can listen online or just dial in on the phone. And the voice thing works out, I think, just as well. It's just as effective, I think, for what we're doing. You know, but this is old technology. The teleseminar model, which, you know, has only been around for, like, probably, you know, 10 years, it's kind of old. And people want to engage more and be interactive. You can pull people on webinars. You can get them to see your screen. And Stephen Beck has been just making like multiple six figures doing webinars and joint venture webinars with other internet marketers. And we've been doing the same thing since we brought Mitch Malden on board to be our joint venture partner and affiliate manager. He's been bringing me some unique opportunities to do webinars that, my gosh, Henry, we're paying out affiliates from January sales. Our affiliate payment is going to be $16,000 for all of our affiliates for the month of January, all because of doing webinars. And so if you guys want to figure out, you know, the webinar technology, Stephen Beck's the master, and he literally is making six figures a year just getting on the phone for an hour to an hour and a half a couple times a week, or a couple times a month, really. I mean, geez, you only need to do like one call a month with 1,000 people, and sell a $1,000 product on that call, and get 100 people to buy it, and you're pretty set, right? I mean, I'd be happy.
Yep.
I'd pretty much just go sleep in bed for the rest of the month, doing something like that. So, there's the speaker lineup. Once again, to recap, in case you came in here late, I'm just going to give you their names. We've got Brian Cause, Rick Raddatz, Jason Flatline, Adam Ginsberg, Melford Bibbins, Clay Wooten, Mike O'Neill, Lori Ruff, Keith Wellman, Simon Leung, Reed Florin, Paul Counts, Stephen Beck. I'll be hosting the event, and we're really looking forward to everybody being a part of this and joining us March the 19th to the 21st in St. Paul, Minnesota. And we want you guys to come and network. We want you to learn. We want you to engage. Get out of your comfort zone. If you've never been to an internet marketing seminar before, this is where life change happens. This is where the things you couldn't put the pieces together, sitting behind your computer, being alone, that's where things come together. It's the aha moment. It's the big cheese. It's all the different euphemisms and adjectives I could use right there. Okay, it is the be-all, end-all. Live continuing education events are the breakthrough moments where the breakthrough moments happen in your business. And if you miss out on the Boost seminar, you're going to miss out on one of the best chances you have for personal development and getting the secret insider knowledge that our speakers and faculty is going to be sharing from the stage. So you absolutely don't want to miss it. So here's what you guys need to do next. Now that you know what's going on and how it's going to work, here's what your next step is to do. I want you to write this website URL down, and you need to go to this website. You need to go to boostseminar.com/order, O-R-D-E-R, like odor, not odor, like body odor, order, like you're going to order a ticket. Okay, so boostseminar.com/order, O-R-D-E-R, and there's where you can go and purchase a ticket. Now, let me tell you about the tickets, okay? So I've given you guys the website. I promised you a 30-minute call. We went like 5 minutes over. So, technically we're quote-unquote done. If you got to jump off, you can jump off and go do other things. But I do want to make some closing comments before you guys jam off here. So listen to me real quick before you jump off, but consider the call officially closed. And we came pretty close to our 30-minute goal here. Here's the final comments before we send you guys going away tonight. I have 500 members in my coaching program, and I gave them all free tickets to come to the Boost seminar. It's kind of what I do. People who come into my coaching program, I take care of them. So they're not going to have to pay the $997 fee, which is what the tickets cost to come to the Boost seminar this year. They're not going to pay that at all. They're going to actually come for free. And because of that, we got a unique situation at hand. We've only got 150 seats that we're going to be selling for the Boost seminar, period. That's staff, speakers, and attendees. Okay, which really means we got about 125 tickets to sell. And I can tell you, out of the 500 people that are in my coaching program, a huge majority of them are coming to take those free tickets, which means the amount of tickets available to the general public is very small, very small. So you don't want to wait till the last minute for this, you guys. You don't want to put this off and say, well, I get my ticket in March. Guess what? I'm going to give you a special early bird price tonight. So if you guys take action tonight, instead of paying $997, which is what we normally charge for this Boost seminar, I'm going to knock off, how about $900? Does that sound good, Henry?
Yep, that sounds wonderful.
All right, so instead of paying $1,000 to come to my seminar, all you're going to pay is $97. So you need to go to the website right now, boostseminar.com/order, and you'll see instructions right there on that webinar, a big orange button that says add to cart. Click on that button, get out your credit card, fill in your name and all your billing addresses, put in your credit card number, and then secure your seat, because once you get that seat, you're in. No one can take it away from you. All my coaching students, if they don't send me their requests for tickets, they snooze, they lose. If you guys don't send in your purchase orders right now today, you snooze, you lose. And I don't want anyone to lose. And here's another thing, just to pour, what they say, with gas on the fire here to make it even more interesting. My speakers all get 10 free tickets to give to their elite VIP, friends and family and stuff. Well, that's 12 speakers. And 12 speakers times 10 tickets, that's another 120 tickets. And how many did I say we're holding in the room? 150. So we're going to have an interesting problem here where, you know, a lot of people are going to be fighting for scraps. And so don't be one of those people left out fighting for scraps. You need to go to boostseminar.com/order, and you need to secure your ticket right now, not later. You need to do it today so you do not miss out on getting yourself a ticket. Okay, I'm gonna pour napalm on the fire. We've got 1,000 affiliates who are gonna be promoting this conference for us, and they do a lot of work. They can do some pretty powerful damage in getting the word out across the internet about the Boost seminar, and we've got that army. And now to pour, what's the next level up? I guess like a nitrogen bomb on the fire. I've got my own personal database of over, you know, 20,000 people that I can send an email out to in a moment's notice and get them to respond to stuff. And I, you know, I've just barely even scratched the surface of that list. So I'm trying to make the point here tonight, you guys, that this is not a situation where you go think about it. This is a situation where you make a decision today. They say entrepreneurs make their decisions quickly and change their minds slowly. And so if you want to be someone who's going to be a part of the inaugural Boost seminar, we've got some incredibly fun things planned for you guys this year, some secret stuff I can't even tell you about. When you get there, you're going to see some really cool things that's just going to really engage you. It's going to make you have a great time, the networking, the fun, the atmosphere. It's going to be where it's at, you guys. I really look forward to seeing everybody at the Boost Seminar 2010, and that's March the 19th to the 21st in St. Paul, Minnesota. Your instructions now are to go to boostseminar.com/order and secure your $97 ticket, which is reduced from $997. It's an early bird rate. That rate will not be available for very long. And the tickets will go to full price at $997. So, Henry, I'll send it over to you to make some final comments, and we'll say goodnight to everybody.
Well, again, I just I'm looking forward to seeing people there. You know, I enjoy sitting down, probably the thing that I enjoy the most, and, you know, I'm not going to be a platform speaker, so what I do is just get together and try to help people. You know, a lot of people have questions on the techie side of things, and that's my background. You know, 15, 16 years of doing computer networking and internet work. I built my first website for my bank here in my local community back in 95, and so people have questions, you know, that sometimes are showstoppers for them, and they might not get the answer to a particular thing of how do I connect this up or how do I connect that up to make a speaker's package work for them. But if you corner me, I'll be glad to share those things with you. I don't charge by the minute. I'm there to enjoy meeting people, and, you know, that's what I would love to do too. So hope to see many of you there in March, just coming up, you know, not too many weeks from now.
7 weeks away, everybody. We're going to go to boostseminar.com/order. Make your orders tonight. Consider the teleseminar now officially over. If anyone has some questions in the Q&A box there, Henry, let's go grab some of that. We'll just spend a few minutes here to answer anyone's questions that might have came in late or just wanted to ask some dialoguing questions with us. I'll give it about 5 minutes here if we have some questions. You can put it on, if you're online, you can go to the link in the email I sent you, and then you can, there's a little Q&A box there on that page, and you can throw a question in that box real quick, and Henry and I will do our best to answer that for you. And if there's no Q&A, then we're just going to call a night, and we're going to end it, and I'll go watch the recording of Lost. Because tonight,
yeah,
Lost was on.
I have something else I need to get on in a couple minutes here, but there are a couple questions here. We need to share the hotel information will be available to people when you register. All of that will be in the email and on the link. It's over on the eastern side of St. Paul. Let's see. Where can I call to see who will share a room with me? A woman. You know, it will. In the past, we've tried to help people get matched up. Pretty much, it's you know, we will forward an email off to a couple people that we know. I've done that in the past. You know, we're not guaranteeing we'll help you to, you know, secure a room, but if we can make it a little easier for you, we'll certainly try to do our best with that. Anything special we can do to prepare for the seminar? Well, that's usually one of the last couple calls that we do, we talk about that, right?
Well, I've got an audio. I got an audio from some of my friends. Who is it? It's Dave Bernstein and Ray Edwards. They did a call for me back in 2006 on how to prepare for a seminar. And I think that is an evergreen audio, even though they're talking about, you know, coming to an event that took place in 2006. The preparation and the mindset and what to bring kind of list is really key. They talk about that kind of stuff because their goal is not just to come to a seminar to get knowledge and kind of sit there and take notes. It's to come to a seminar and walk away like having made money at the seminar, like actually making money while you're there in the room and coming home with more money than you spent to get there. And that's the kind of stuff they talk about. We're going to give everybody who's coming to the Boost seminar, we're going to give them that that special audio they did for me absolutely free. So you guys will get that as a benefit. I'll make sure to email that to everybody who signed up for the conference tonight.
Cool. All right. Well, there's just a lot of hellos from people all over the country and all around the world on here. So I think that's about it. We will be back
Thursday
later
night.
In the week here, I guess.
Thursday night. We're going to start doing interviews every Tuesday, every Thursday. We're going to bring on the speakers and just do a 30-minute, you know, quick powwow with them. It's not, we're not trying to go long with these things, but being that this is our first call tonight, we're kind of getting the kinks out of it. But we're not going to do a roll call every call and give all the speakers, you know, topics and like we did tonight. You know, since it's the first call, we kind of want to reveal everything to you guys. But we're going to honestly make these like 30-minute quick bites. You know, you just get in, get out, get the information you need. Figure out if that speaker is somebody you want to learn more from. And if it is, great. Join us here at the seminar. If not, you know, we'll see you on the success highway somewhere out there probably. So again, everybody go to boostseminar.com/order. Get your ticket for $97, saving $900 tonight. And I look forward to seeing you guys here in St. Paul, Minnesota in just a few short months away. Have a great evening, everybody. God bless. Thanks, Henry, for being on here. And we'll talk soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.